20, if you would please. Miss Penny, are you going to run the bake sale tonight back here or after? Do what? Are they going to take care of it, or do you know? I'd love to find out. Maybe after. Yeah, thank you. All right, Proverbs chapter 20. Reason I'm asking is I got to buy some more. I gave all mine away. Amen. Didn't need none. Gave it all away. Amen. Misery loves company. Amen. Yes. 20. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Don't you think I'm a political preacher, but God is in this tonight. Notice, if you would please, verse 28. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy. Lord, help us tonight. Holy Spirit, fall fresh tonight on us. Help me. Help us all. Help these young people. They've heard so much. And Lord, I pray you'd help us all. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk about the virtues of a good ruler. We see two virtues of a king, a good king, in Proverbs 20, verse 28. Although we do not have a king except King Jesus, who always has the final say. Amen. I think it say we do have government leaders that God has put into place to keep order. You all know that God ordained the home. You know that God ordained the church. But he also ordained the government. So this obeying government leadership is not to be taken lightly. Most Christians believe one of three ways about the government. That one of three ways. Number one, some believe the government is so corrupt that they should have as little to do with it as possible. They believe they should be good citizens as long as they don't have to compromise their beliefs. They believe you should not work, listen to this, for the government or vote or serve in the military. By the way, that's basically what the Jehovah's Witnesses teach. Am I right? Number two, some believe that God has given the government authority in certain areas and the church authority in other areas. They believe Christians can be loyal to both and work for either, but they should not confuse this in view of the church and state are two different spheres, the spiritual and the physical. They believe that they complement each other, but they do not work together. The third belief is probably the way I believe, pretty much so, and most of you, is that a Christian has the responsibility to make our country better. Amen. Amen. We do that by electing Christians or other high principled leaders, high principled leaders. They believe they can help the country by living morally, by having good influence in society. They believe that their view is the church and state work together for the good of all the people. It's by the people, right? Or for the people. by the people, for the people. Amen. Now, none of these views advocate rebelling or refusing to obey the government's laws or regulations unless they clearly require you to violate the moral standards revealed by God. Now, whatever we believe, we must be responsible citizens of our country, as well as responsible Christians. Again, I'm going to mention, I probably am led to believe that third view, and I think most of you would as well. In my 65 plus years, I never thought that a socialist or communist, and I'll get into that in just a minute, or a married homosexual would ever have a chance to be in the White House. Let me give you the definition of socialism. I'm reading this straight out of the dictionary. Socialism, any or various theories of systems of the ownership and operation of the means of the production and distribution by society or the community rather than by private individuals, with all members of the society sharing in the work and the products. Now listen to this. Another definition of socialism, a political movement for establishing such a system, the doctrines, methods, etc. of the socialist parties. The stage of society in Marxist doctrine coming between the capitalist stage, which is us, and the communist stage. And it says here in the dictionary, see communism. I'll give you some of that in a minute. It says in which private ownership of the means of production and distribution has been eliminated. Now, let me give you the definition of communism. Any economic theory or system based on the ownership of all property by the community as a whole. A hypothetical stage of socialism as characterized or formulated by Marx, Engels, Lenin, and others to be characterized by a classless and stateless society and the equal distribution of economic goods, and to be achieved by revolutionary and dictatorial rather than gradualistic means. The form of government in the USSR, China, and other socialist states professing to be working toward this stage by means of state planning and control of the economy. A one-party political structure and an emphasis on the requirements of the state rather than on the individual liberties. Then it says socialism. A political movement for establishing a communist system, the doctrines, methods of the communist parties. I thought our young people need to know this. A lot of young people have fallen in the trap of socialism and communism. And by the way, the dictionary does not make a great distinction between socialism and communism. There's not a great distinction. Now, in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 28, we see the virtues of a good ruler. We see the words mercy and truth, with the word mercy used twice in 13 words. Notice what it says, mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy. Let me give you some thoughts. A good ruler must be faithful to his word. In other words, if he says he will, he does. Amen? You know how many politicians have tried for how many years to get the capital of Israel to Jerusalem? You know how many? All of them, almost since I've been born. All of them said they would, none of them did. Amen? A good ruler must be sincere and not hypocritical. A good ruler must be faithful and fulfill his duties and always be truthful. I want to remind you tonight, these people in the government are working for the government. They're not preachers, right? They're not pastors. They're not representing God, so to speak. They work for the government. I said a good ruler must be faithful to fulfill his duties. The job of the President of the United States is to protect the people. Amen. I never understood when I heard a little bit about NAFTA years ago. When I watched all across this country, cotton mills shutting down and I'm moving over to overseas. I thought to myself, how stupid of the government to send those jobs overseas. But yet they did it and have done it for years. And not just the cotton industry, but all across the board. Thank God. Thank God for somebody's desire to bring them back to America, to make America what America was when I was a kid and you were a kid. Man, when I was a kid, if you got a toy from the dime store that said made in China, you didn't pick it up. Because the thought was, that thing going to be broke when you get out the door. Am I right? It ain't worth a flip. It's going to be no good for you to get out the door. Now some of us hoary heads remember that. Amen. If you was bald heads, remember it too. Amen. A ruler must rule with acts of compassion. Look at that verse. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholding by mercy. Or if you missed the State of the Union address, you miss it. When you saw a little girl wanting to go get out of the public school and go to the school of her choice, and you saw a man that says, you'll have your choice. when you saw a husband and wife separated for 9 months, I think it was, because of the war going on. And he said, your husband's here. When you saw that 100-year-old man that served in the military and made him a general. I love it. And his grandson or great-grandson, say, I want to be involved in space. Now, I'm not big on the space industry because I just ain't never caught on why. Why? You know, it don't make much sense to me. It's not like a waste of money. But we're in a competition with everybody else, so we gotta beat them. Amen? But what I'm saying is that a good ruler must rule with acts of compassion. Mercy and truth, someone said, are the glories of the throne of God. Mercy and truth. I don't think it's very merciful to dismiss everybody's school bills and say, free, free, free. We got a fellow here tonight. He may kill me after church, but I'm not going to call his name. But I remember when he was getting close to $500 a week unemployment and could not find a job till Pat McCrory got elected and cut them benefits. And daggone him, won't long he had a job. Amen. I've been on unemployment. Thank God for unemployment. Amen. All you got to do is tell two or three lies a week and keep it rolling. And I didn't, because I was saved. And by the way, I'm still saved. But anyway, amen. These virtues will preserve the ruler's throne, and he will be loved by his followers and feared by his enemies. I don't like him on the phone no more than you do. Okay? But he ain't no preacher. And I tell you what, people's respecting this country again. Amen. China is respecting this country. I heard him say right in front of the whole crew from China, said, they ain't gonna hoodoo us no more. He said it right in front of them. Amen. Now, look in Romans chapter 13, and I'm going to close with this. Young people, get it tonight. You go to school, and them friends will tell you at school, man, we can get free this and free that. Let me tell you something. There ain't no such thing as free. Somebody's going to pay for it. Amen. And it's so stupid to even think. Romans 13. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God, and the powers that be are ordained of God. Verse 2. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Verses 1 and 2 says, God put them there, and if you resist them, I'm talking about good rulers. Amen? You're resisting God. I'm going to tell you what, this country is so full of hate. I mean pure hate. Listen, if Donald Trump died tonight, they'd be dancing in the streets in a lot of places. You can believe it. I mean dancing in the streets. God said if you resist them, you're resisting God because he put them there. Look in verse 3 and 4. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bears not the sword in vain. He is a minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Those two verses say that good people should not fear rulers. Amen? Amen. I remember when I feared the law, when I was smoking dope and selling it. I see a cop, I just go, oh man. The word was paranoid. Amen? I'm not going to ask y'all if you ever heard that word, because if you say, yeah, I know why. Paranoid. I see a cop, that don't bother me. I was outside one night, Lexington Drive. Somebody come by my house that night and hit my mailbox with a bat. I mean, tore all two pieces. I was out there that morning looking at it. These two fellas drove up in the Crown Victoria. They said, you Mr. Tadlock? I said, yeah. They said, we were the SBI. I said, boy, y'all fast. I didn't even call you. I thought they were there calling my mailbox. But they weren't there calling my mailbox. They were there because somebody mailed a package to Joel Osteen's daddy when he was alive. Joel Osteen's sister, who was her daddy's secretary, opened the package and blew some of her fingers off. And from Elizabethtown, North Carolina, somebody said, that looks like that Pastor Tadlock. And they told me that story. You know what I did? I felt all the pain. No, I said, you got me. That's what I'm saying. You know why? I knew I hadn't done nothing. Amen? I stopped, quick stop down here at the top of the hill one day, pulled in there, and there were three or four Hope Mills cops behind me with their blue lights on. I got out of the car and said, hey, fellas, how y'all doing? Well, it was, I'd been driving too slow on 95. Federal City cop fell in behind me. He called Hope Mills cop. When I got up here, they were three or four of them behind me with their blue lights on. I think one of them has a gun. But I won't worry about it. I said, I ain't done nothing. You ain't done nothing. If you ain't done nothing, you ain't got to worry. One of the best advice my daddy ever gave me was said, son, don't get in trouble with the law. Amen. If you ain't done nothing wrong, you ain't got to worry about it. Amen. Why? Because what they do is not to harm good people, but to stop evil. They ain't all perfect. I know there's some bad cops. If Anthony was in here, he'd say the same thing. But I'm going to tell you what, friend. Anybody put on a badge these days, he's a brave soul. Or she. Especially somewhere like New York City, where they don't even put them under bail no more. Said, okay, you got a court date in 2 weeks for that drug offense. I saw where they had a guy had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of packs of cocaine and all this stuff. No bail. They just said, you come back. I'll bet that was the last time they saw that rascal. How foolish. Verses 4 and 6. Three times rulers are called the ministers of God. Three times. The ministers of God. Five, six, seven, look, and we're through. This is what it says. Wherefore, you must need be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause, pay ye tribute also, for that God's ministers attending continue upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues tribute, to whom tribute is due, custom whose custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. These verses say we're to pay them, amen, and we are to respect them, and we're to honor them. Amen. Amen. They ain't pigs. You call them the fuzz. I don't know where that name came from. The fuzz. Police officers. I tell you what I found over the years. I show them respect. I don't have any problem getting respect back. But friend, you have an attitude with one. Amen. You just asking, boy. Now, folks, you and I have just looked at the way it should be. And the way that it used to be. This socialistic and communistic type government will do away with all this and will be ruled by a dictator. Later today, she's been over here several years. She became a citizen of America. This is a businesswoman in New Hampshire. She became a citizen of America 3 or 4 years ago. Here's what she said. She was from a socialistic country. She said, we don't want that mess. We don't want that mess. Dictator is a person who rules with absolute power and authority. Let me give you two things. Number one, vote. Amen. Vote. Number two, vote with the mind of Christ. Don't vote person or party. Vote principles. By the way, that's exactly what the socialists and the homosexual socialists intend to do, both of them. We've got to get people out to vote. That has their mind. Get people out to vote. They're not voting to help America. They're voting to get rid of Donald Trump. Whatever that means, get rid of him. And he say things I don't like, you better believe it. Amen. Sometime he'll say something, I'll say, just shut up, man. Shut up. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. There ain't nobody else. There ain't nobody else. None of them running against him. I'm going to stand up for women's reproductive rights. I thought to myself, how stupid that is to use the word reproductive when they're killing them. How stupid. Say, we standing up for women's reproductive rights and killing them. That ain't reproductive. It don't even make sense. We need to pray. Pray. If Mike Pence ran, I'd vote for Mike Pence tomorrow. All day long. But he ain't running. He's running with Donald Trump. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I don't have any choice because of this boot right here. I cannot vote for baby murders, same-sex marriage. I just can't do it. Amen. Listen. Standing on the promises, I cannot fail. Amen. Fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as I all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Boy, it's so sad. Good people that know better. Because mama was a Democrat, daddy was a Democrat. It's sad. We're in a mess, folks. We need to pray for our country. Miss Lynn, I guess, is going to be back there. We got some treats back there. You buy them because what you don't get, I'm going to have to get some so I can give them away. Amen. Rob?